It's 2025, and a new year means new opportunities. For a lot of you out there, I know you've been thinking about one thing for a while, and that's starting your own business. But you have so many questions. How do I get started? How do I come up with a brand? How do I even sell stuff to people? Take a deep breath. Shopify's got you. How do I know? Because I had the same questions when I started, and here's what I learned. For starters, the best time to start your new business is always right now. And Shopify makes it so simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. No coding or even design skills needed. And their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. So why not act now when it's that easy? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? So sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Settling is not an option for me.
Everything I desire is already mine.
What if you can have it all?
Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today has been a whirlwind of emotions. I am recording this Sunday night, which is quite late for me, if you guys know. If you hear, I typically make it known in my episodes like when I'm recording, which is usually days prior to Monday, not just like a few hours before. It's literally 6 o'clock at night on Sunday night, so this episode will be out in a few hours. And this is like in real time dealing with this whole like TikTok ban slash not ban type situation. And so there's been, you know, a lot going on. I would say that I'm quite annoyed because today was my first time doing hair and makeup since this whole move. If you are watching this on Spotify or YouTube, if you don't know, you can watch the podcast on either of those platforms. I have a new background. I'm in my new office. I might sound a little echoey. As you could tell, it's like kind of empty. We have to finish, you know, up in here. There's still a lot more decorating that needs to get done in the house and whatnot. So if I sound echoey, it's just because the room is not filled up yet with things. So we need to add a little bit more in here. But yeah, I have been going through this move for Tuesday will be 2 weeks. So I'm like just shy of 2 weeks. And I had not washed my hair since the day I moved. That morning of my move, washed my hair. And today was the first time that I washed my hair. Since then, I had my best friend's bridal shower today. And so I was so excited to film like a get ready with me, showing my hair and makeup. Like, you know, when you just finally feel good, you're like, good hair day, good face day. I like my outfit. I like my look. And you just want to share it. Yeah, was not an option. And then TikTok came back 5 seconds later. Like, I don't want to get too excited. And like, I don't want to jinx in saying like TikTok's back, because apparently this is just like a 90-day reinstatement thing. But nonetheless, it has been, there's been a range of emotions I've been experiencing. So last night, which speaking in real time, like last night was Saturday night. So this was 2 days ago, you know, from Monday. Last night, I mean, TikTok just got, like most of us, it just got removed right out from under my hands as I was like mid scroll and stuff. I was getting emotional watching people's goodbye videos. Now, I didn't want to post any dramatic goodbye video because in my heart of hearts, like, I have been in denial. I've been like, there's just no way that they're going to take this away from us. So I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to have that digital footprint, I guess, of like saying goodbye to TikToks. I just felt like it would be back. But regardless, I was super emotional. People had me in tears with their videos. And I'm also not that type of creator. I don't have a ginormous following of people who are like obsessed with me and like super into, I don't have like that sort of journey. So I just don't think it would even be appropriate for make that sort of video. But those who did, I'm like, shit, you got me in my feels over here. And then today I was like, so looking forward to filming me finally looking good for the first time in quite a while. And yeah, I did not have that luxury. But then of course I'm at the bridal shower and my cousin texts me. She's like, TikTok is back. I'm like, shit. I need to be present in this moment, but I'm also really excited that TikTok is back. Which for some may sound like, okay, like you're so excited about this freaking app, but it's so much more than that. It's not just a social media app. It's not just because everyone's a freaking narcissist that wants to post about themselves. It's not just that everyone is a social media addict. It's not that. Like, TikTok is completely different. First of all, it is a source of income for me. So losing TikTok is losing a part of my career, a part of my job, money that I rely on, money that pays my bills. And for that reason alone, it's a big loss. But forget that aspect of it. TikTok did something that no other social media platform has ever done. It has given people the chance to create a platform where they would have people who would have never stood a chance on a platform like Instagram, where one, it's really hard to grow, and two, everything has to be so perfect and curated, and it's not about personality, it's about aesthetics and it's about looks, and like, it's not easy to grow on Instagram. It's extremely, extremely hard. And so there are millions of people who always had this dream and this vision, and TikTok made that possible for them. And even aside from that, aside from the money, aside from the content creation, the algorithm on TikTok is so flawless that it has given people something to look forward to. I don't think people have ever looked forward to other social media platforms the way that they do with TikTok. With TikTok, it's like, I mean, with other things, it's like catching up with your friends, you know, Facebook and Instagram. It's like seeing what's going on with the people that you grew up with the people that you know. Whereas TikTok has become everyone's go-to search engine. I was just saying this to my friends. I use TikTok more than Google. Like, it's not just about losing the scrolling of social media. It's like, oh, I'd have to go back to actually using Google because everything I search on TikTok. The videos are so catered to you and your interests, and they create inspiration and they create this feeling of serotonin and hope and all of this kind of stuff. And speaking of inspiration, what I think disappointed me the most is that I finally found my, like, my fire again. I finally felt I felt re-inspired for the first time in quite a while, because I feel like throughout 2024 the latter half of the year, I felt like, okay, my life is good, but it's so boring. Like, I have nothing going on. I just work, cook, and like hang out with my boyfriend, now fiance, but I had like nothing to share. My lifestyle was boring. So how am I going to share lifestyle content? And I feel like because I was uninspired, I didn't have like even advice videos that I like wanted to talk about. Like, just nothing was going on in my mind. You know, I was just kind of like at a standstill. And so obviously that reflects in the content and the quality of the work, which then reflects in your views, your engagement, and all that. Fast forward to December, I finally enter my engagement era, my bridal era, and I'm like, here we go. Like, now I got something to work with here. So I felt so excited to be able to share this next chapter. First of all, sharing my bridal era. Second of all, sharing my new era of, one, moving with a guy for the first time, you know, moving into my new home. People love moving content. I'm also finally not a renter anymore, we own the house that we are living in. And so that's a big deal. And just this whole era of like stepping into, I'm about to turn 30, you know? So it's like all of this, turning 30, being in my bridal era, starting the wedding planning, going through the move and sharing like the stuff and whatever, my now re-exciting lifestyle. Like I've been so excited to share all that. Then of course it just gets like taken away. And like I said, I don't want to get like too, you know, amped up because I don't know what's really going on. Is this back? Is it back for only 90 days? Is it going to be permanently gone in the next 90 days? Like I have no idea what is going to happen. But what I do know is that even if it is only 90 days, I really want to step it the fuck up over the next 90 days and get back to just shit. Well, not even back because I'm not moving backward. I'm moving forward. Get into sharing more lifestyle and like getting even more vulnerable. Like I want to be better on TikTok now than I ever was. And it's funny because of course on Saturday, was it Saturday or was it Friday? I don't know. It was either Friday or Saturday, like the day of or the day before the freaking ban happened. Of course I have a video that's almost at 1 million views. I have not had a viral video in so long. Yeah, I'm looking and right now it's at 901,000 views. And first of all, it's like not even my business to have made this video because it's about like a celeb couple breakup. It's about Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell. But the point that I'm making in the video is generalized. It's not only just like about them two specifically. And I'm going to talk about that. That's what this, you know, episode is about. But of course, as I make that video and it's going viral and viral and viral, I'm like, oh, okay. Now one, I'm not going to get paid on this, which is like fine because my intention was not to make that video to monetize it. It just was like, it's just a byproduct of having a viral video. You know, I didn't make the video with the intention of making money on it, but it'd be nice when you know you're in the creator fund and you have a video hitting 1 million views to actually see the, you know, paycheck come from it. That would be nice considering I never have viral videos. But two, I also gained like 600 followers from that video. And I'm like, wait, I want these followers. Like, like I said, I'm entering this fun era, my bridal era, my moving era, my homeowner era, the fun, new, exciting lifestyle era of wedding planning and whatnot. And I'm gaining followers for the first time in so long. And for what? For absolutely nothing. So I do hope that TikTok sticks around because I want this year to be like my pop-off year. Because I feel like 2024 was just not. It was like my boring year, my pop inward year. And I'm now ready to pop outward. But speaking of, like I said, the video that I had posted that went viral, Matt James, Rachel Kirkconnell. If you guys don't know who they are a couple who went on The Bachelor just about 5 years ago. He was The Bachelor so long ago. And what happened was on the show, he was not ready for marriage. He did not get down on one knee at the end. And also, if you are not familiar with The Bachelor, that's the whole point to get engaged. People think that it's crazy. Of course it is. I would never go on The Bachelor. I would never get engaged to someone that I knew for only a few weeks, for whatever it is, 2 months. But the people who sign up for it, sign up for that. You sign up for it knowing that the goal is to get engaged by the end of the show. Now, he was 28 or 29 when the show was, you know, when he was The Bachelor. And so the winner, Rachel, he asked her by the end to just date him, to just be his girlfriend, which is like, okay, that's disappointing. Like, cool, I won. I get to be with you. I love you. I'm excited to have a relationship with you. But I came here to get engaged, you know? So he already played in her face from day one. And then their relationship continued and has continued up until this weekend. So they have been boyfriend and girlfriend for whatever, 4 or 5 years. And obviously, I don't know the details. I don't know these people. I don't know them personally. I also don't even follow them. So whatever I heard was truly just through the grapevine of what everyone else has said. But from what I've gathered, he was still not ready to take it to the next step. Together for, like I said, 4 or 5 years, she has made it clear, because I have seen and heard in the past her say something like, I'm on his timeline. They were on a podcast, and I think that the podcast hosts asked, like, when's the next step coming? Are you guys ready for marriage? Are you going to get engaged? And she kind of was like, I'm just waiting. I'm on his timeline, which, spoiler alert, is a very scary place to be. Waiting on a man's timeline, scary. Waiting on a man's timeline who is clearly still not ready for marriage, even scarier. Like, that's like having a seat in hell, I feel like. That is not a place that I would want to hang out. And so, so she's made it clear that she was ready and waiting. I mean, she was ready from The Bachelor. She was hoping to get engaged on The freaking Bachelor. And for the past 4 or 5 years, he has still not gotten down on one knee. So that's what I have gathered from this. So what I said in that video and what I will continue to say now and make it very clear now is that this is why you don't let a man play in your face. First of all, never let someone teach you the same lesson twice. If he wasn't ready the first time, he's not going to be ready the second time, okay? You don't need someone to teach you the same lesson over and over and over again, time and time and time again. So never let a man play in your face more than once, okay? This is why you don't stay a girlfriend at this age for 4 years, 5 years. And listen, I'm going to get into a little bit more detail here because this is, you know, long form content as opposed to short form content where I made a 2-minute video on TikTok. Obviously, there are always exceptions to the rule. I don't think you need to hear that, right? I don't think I need to spell it out for you that there are people who have different circumstances, people who, okay, listen, when I say don't be someone's girlfriend for 4 or 5 years, do you think I'm talking about people who started dating at 18 years old that I think you should be getting married by 22? No, of course not. I can't imagine that being the priority at that age. Like, at that age, my priority was like going out with my friends. So I can't imagine people being like, because of course you always have to have those people in the comments. Because I said that in the video, like, this is why you don't let someone keep you as a girlfriend for this long. Then there's people like, oh, but we started dating at 17. So we weren't ready financially. Like, okay, obviously I'm not talking about you. Like I said, Matt was pushing 30 when he was The Bachelor 4 or 5 years ago. As far as I know, he's 33 or 34 now, okay? So when you are 33 years old and you've been with your girlfriend for 4 years now, it's like, what are we doing, right? Okay, so, and there's also circumstances like money. Maybe it's not only about age. Maybe you are, I don't know, 28, okay? And you're in nursing school, grad school, law school, and you don't have the money to buy a ring. You don't have the money to have a wedding. As long as you are both on the same page, on the same timeline, happy with the way things are going, and fulfilled with the way things are going, then it quite frankly does not matter. It literally does not matter if you are in a relationship for 20 years and neither of you want to get married, then what I said in that video and what I'm saying now does not matter because you're both happy. What I made clear in that video, I think I made clear, I think people don't listen all the way through. And what I'm going to reiterate now is that the discrepancy between Matt and Rachel was that she made it clear she was ready and waiting. He made it clear that he was not ready and he was going to keep her waiting. And this is why you don't let men like that keep you as their girlfriend for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And here's the thing. People watch their content on social media because they are content creators. They are successful. Like I mentioned, it's not only about age. Sometimes it's about money. It ain't the case for them because they got money. They travel the world. That man could have bought her 10 rings by now. They go to all different countries. They eat out at every restaurant in the world. They go all over the place. They are full-time social media influencers, okay? And their the content that they make money on is like dream life content. They make money on food content, travel content. Like, it ain't rocket science, right? So these two have more than enough funds and freedom to do whatever they want, you know, in their life. And I feel like where I was going with that was people see that content and they think of them as relationship goals. So when he announced the breakup, people were like, love is dead. Now I can't believe in love anymore. If they broke up, like, there's no hope for me. If they are not getting married, I'm never getting married. Girls, let me tell you something. Love is not dead. You just need to raise your standards. Just because a couple seems to be having fun, just because they travel, just because they eat a lot of food, just because they're both good looking and fit. And, you know, because people look at them like, wow, you guys are so hot and like dream couple, like whatever, just based on aesthetics and nonsense, means absolutely nothing. Let me tell you something. If you are unfulfilled in your relationship, if you want marriage and kids and your partner is not giving you that, is not ready for that, all the traveling in the world doesn't matter. The gifts, the money, the food, the restaurants, the social media followers, the content, the plane rides to Dubai and Tokyo and this and that is never going to satisfy you. It is not going to fulfill you. It's like getting a bad gift. I have a podcast episode out talking about gifts being a love language. And it's like, what does it say about your partner when they give you a bad gift? It says that that partner doesn't pay attention to you. They don't listen to you. They don't know you. They don't truly, 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 madly, deeply love you. It's not to say that they don't love you, period. But it's like they are not infatuated with you because they are not paying attention to you. They are not hearing you. I don't think there's such a thing as being a bad gift giver, because all it takes is a little bit of thought. So when someone gives you a bad gift and they're like, it's the thought that counts. Well, you didn't put any thought into it. Yes, the thought does count. So why didn't you put thought into this gift? You know, I don't wear a pink sweater. You know, I don't wear the color pink. So why did you get me a pink sweater? There was no thought put into that. I would not care if you got me a $10,000 mink fur coat. If it was pink, I'd say the fact that this is worth $10,000 means nothing because it's worthless to me. I wouldn't wear it. I don't wear pink. So I would rather you get me a tiramisu cake for dessert for $5 because tiramisu is my favorite dessert. That would mean more to me because it means that you know what would fulfill me. You know what would make me happy. You know what my soul desires. So if Rachel's soul desires marriage, kids, settling down, taking the next step, and all Matt can provide is travel and money and whatever else, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. I said this in the video too. I could never get on a plane ride again. I could never travel outside of my own hometown again. And I would be fine because if it meant that I was getting what I need out of my relationship, I was fulfilled emotionally, I was satisfied emotionally, I wouldn't need anything else materialistic or surface level as long as on the inside, I am getting what I need.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. I was today years old when I found out that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic, and I never moved faster in my life to make a switch in my daily routine. So I found LifeStraw, which is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, PFAS, and improves the taste of your tap water. I personally had no idea how contaminated bottled water can be, but I always feel so guilty constantly restocking so much plastic in my house. So I always drank tap water, but my fiance would never because, to put it bluntly, he thinks it tastes gross. Now that we've been using LifeStraw, I feel so much better and guilt-free knowing I'm drinking safe water, and my fiance actually thinks the improved taste has been such a game changer that now he drinks it too. And it was seriously the easiest change I ever made. So goodbye, microplastics, bacteria, and gross-tasting water. No more nasties. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off of the purchase of any LifeStraw home product at LifeStraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, and even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that's what I think people, men who are not ready to take the next step, don't understand. They don't get it. They think, I'm doing all these other things for you. I'm giving you everything. Everything means nothing
if it's not the thing that would make my heart happy. So what happens when a man who is not ready for marriage has a woman who loves them so much that is ready for marriage? He wastes her time because he knows that he can, because she's not going to leave him, because there's empty promises. There's the comfortability there. Obviously, when you're in a relationship with someone for a long time, you get very comfortable to the point where in your mind, you're like, well, I'd rather stay with this person than start over, especially when age is a factor. You're going to be a 30-year-old woman. Everyone thinks that you're dead at 30 when you're a woman. You're like on the cusp of the end of your life. So, oh my God, I do not want to start all over again. Like, that would be the worst thing. So you get to that point where you're comfortable with this person and it's easier to stay with this person than it is to start all over again. And they know this, right? These men know this. They know that you're not going to leave them because you love them. You're not going to leave them because you don't want to start over. You're not going to leave them because you have a great thing. You have all these other good things going for you guys. So unfortunately, they take advantage of that. They keep you in the relationship knowing that they cannot give you what you want. And this is not all men. These are, I guess, what you would want to call boys or toxic men. These are immature men. These are not masculine men. Because let me tell you something. A man who is masculine, mature, healthy, confident, one of these two things would happen. One, he would be ready to get married. He would take that next step with you. Or two, he would tell you that he isn't. And I have so much respect for the men who tell women that they cannot give them what they need. I don't knock those men at all. I would never be like, oh, he's a fucking loser. He told you he can't see himself getting married anytime soon. He's not ready for kids anytime soon. Fuck him. No, what I would say is honestly, that's honorable. That's a really respectable thing. The fact that he could be real with you and honest with you and have a very hard conversation with you, the fact that he's man enough to let you go because he knows what you want and he actually cares about you, that's a big thing. He cares about you as a person, not just him caring about you as his partner, because there's a difference. You can love someone and care about them, but only if they're going to be with you. Like, I want you to be with me. So take it or leave it, you know, as opposed to a man who's like, I do love you and I would love to be with you, but I have way too much respect for you to waste your time. I care about you too much to keep you in this relationship knowing that I can't give you what you need. And for me, like, I would have never stayed with my now fiance for years and years and years if he was not on the same page as I am. And that's not to say that I'm in a rush. That's not to say that I don't love my fiance. That's not to say that it wouldn't kill me to not be with him. Because one, I'm not in a rush. Two, I do love him more than anything. I'm absolutely in love with him. Three, it would kill me not to be with him. It would be very, very, very hard to recover from. It would be really, really, really hard to heal from us not being together. But what would be harder would be him and I not being on the same page and him knowing that and keeping me in the relationship and me just sticking around for years waiting to get what I want. It would kill me way more to know that he's keeping me selfishly, not because he actually loves and respects me, because he knows he can't give me what I need, what I want. He can't fulfill my needs. But he is just wasting my time and like leading me on and dragging me along. That's what men do when they are not ready for marriage, but they don't want to lose you. Clearly, Matt James did not want to lose Rachel Kirkconnell because she, from what it seems, revolved her life around him. She devoted her life to him. And that's what these guys do when they are not emotionally mature enough and ready to get married. They find a woman who will put up with it anyway, who will devote her life to him, revolve her schedule around his, do whatever he wants, until she gets to the point where she cannot bear it anymore and cannot take it anymore and feels like an absolute fucking fool. That's really what it is. And it's not about being in a rush, because there were people who commented that video when I said that, being like, what's the rush? Like, we got engaged in a year and a half. We got engaged in less than 2 years. What's the rush? There is no rush. But when you know you want to be with this person, when you have the money to get engaged and get married, when you are of an old enough age where there is no point in wasting time, and not to mention women also have a biological clock in case you seem to forget, then why wait? It's not about rushing. It's like, what's the point of waiting? We love each other. We know each other. We're ready to take that next step. We're old enough. We're financially stable enough. What's the holdup? So, Matt, what's the holdup? What is the fucking holdup? Is it that you don't know if you want to be with her? Is it that you don't want to get married? It's not that you don't have the money, and it's not that you're not of age, because you have both of those things. So if it's that you don't want to get married at all, then A, why the fuck were you The Bachelor? The whole entire point of going on The Bachelor was to get engaged, was to find your wife. That was literally the entire point. It's been the point of the franchise since day one, season one, episode one. And you were on season 9,000. So like, we're not reinventing the wheel here, right? We're like sticking to the program. So the whole point was that. So one, why'd you do that? Two, why did you continue to maintain a year after year after year relationship with a woman who does want to get married if you don't want that? What's the fucking deal? What is the holdup? To me, the answer is very simple. This is a selfish man. And we see this all the time. How many times do we see women in 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year long relationships get nothing out of it? Then they end. Then they have to start over all over again. And then that man gives the next woman exactly what the first woman wanted all along in 5 months, in a year. A man will be someone's boyfriend for a decade and then meet somebody else and get engaged within a year. Like, it is the most bizarre thing. You guys have to watch the video on my page, because the amount of comments being like, I literally left a 20-year long relationship and then met my now husband and he proposed within, let's say, 8 months. Like, when men know their intentions with you, they act on it. When men are mature and ready, there is no point in waiting. It's not about rushing. It's just about knowing and being certain and secure and confident and saying, I'm going to act on my feelings because they are that important to me. This person is that important to me. My feelings are that important to me. I want to build a life with this person, and there's no point in waiting. Let's let forever start today instead of starting 10 years from now. You got to read the comments, because people are like, she's 100% right. I, you know, met a man who gave me everything that I ever wanted without me even having to ask. Meanwhile, I had to beg my ex. I had to ask and beg my ex for 6 years straight to do the bare minimum. Or, you know, on the other end, they would say what I said before, like, you know, I was with my ex for all this time. And then the next woman that he met, he like had a baby with her in 5 seconds. Like, they're just selfish. They don't know how to be a man and tell you, you know, this isn't going to work for me. I can't give you what you want. You're going to waste your time with me. So they just hold on to you for as long as they possibly can until the relationship finally gives out. And so that is why, for me, I do not believe that as women, we should give men that much time out of our lives, out of our 20s, out of our 30s, our prime, our youthful years, our childbearing years. Are you kidding me? You're going to let somebody waste that time who can't give you what you want, who isn't 100 million, bajillion, trillion, zillion % sure that they want those things with you? Absolutely the fuck not. Absolutely not. And I'm going to reiterate again, because I guess I didn't make it clear enough. If you do not relate to that, if you're like, but I'm happy in my 7-year-long relationship, then this does not apply to you. And that's perfectly fine. Like, there were girls who commented like, I'm watching this and I'm happily in my 8-year-long relationship. Okay, then this is not about you. This is about one person being ready and the other person not. Another comment actually that came across my desk was people being like, but what about the double standard of Paige DeSorbo and Craig? I forget his last name, but you know, the people from Bravo. For me personally, I don't watch their show, so I don't know them. I don't know anything about them. The only reason why I hear them is because I listen to The Toast, and then Giggly Squad comes up, like their Paige's podcast comes up sometimes. So I do listen every now and then. So I really don't know much about her. But from what I do know, it is the same thing. So I do think that even with gender and roles reversed, it does apply. I think the only thing that from what I have gathered is that I think Paige was always very vocal about not being ready and like openly saying like, I don't want that anytime soon. But Matt could have been doing the same thing. So I really don't know. But I do think that even if it's a woman who does it to a man, it still sucks. It still sucks. It just, I feel like it happens more frequently the other way around. Women tend to be ready and like wanting, you know, desiring a family sooner and more than, you know, men tend to. So that's why like I was really leaning into it being more about like men doing it to women. But if the shoe fits and if Paige did that to Craig too, then by all means. Sorry, that was just like a little side note, but I had to put it out there because I do think that that there is a double standard there, and I do think that it's the absolute same thing. So with that being said, this is all just about people being on the same page and people communicating and people being happy, or, you know, vice versa. People not communicating, people not being on the same page. One person being ready, the other person not. Stop wasting your own time and stop wasting the other person's time. Stop waiting for a man to change. You know that saying that's like, you can't change the man, but you can change the man. Like, you can't change the man. So you can't change the man you're with, but you can change who the man is. AKA you could get a new man. Or as I like to say, don't let your boyfriend keep you from your husband. Ooh, okay. Let's say that again. Don't let your boyfriend keep you from your husband. So if you are ready for that next step, and if you are in a super long relationship with no communication, no signs of getting on the same page, no, you know, no proof, you know, of anything coming, you know, it might just be some empty promises, like I mentioned, it might just be words. If you have nothing, or if they have nothing to show for the fact that they are ready to take that next step, it's time to reconsider. It's time to say, you know what, I'm ready for the real thing. I'm ready to put myself out there. And it's not to say that you love that person any less and that you'd be perfectly fine without them. I'm telling you, it'll suck. It will hurt. It'll be really, really hard. Like I said, it would kill me to have not been with him. But there was no way that I was waiting longer than 2 years. It just, there was no way. There was no way. If I'm with you for 2 years, we're at this age and we're in these positions, then you just aren't 100% sure about me. Then I'm just not the one. I'm just not the one for you. Because I know what I want and I know you're the one for me. So if roles were reversed, I would ask you to marry me. but that's not the way that the cookie crumbles over here. So I'm not going to propose to you. So if I would be ready to propose to you, why are you not ready to propose to me? Let's answer that question, you know? So that was my cutoff. It's not to say everyone needs to be on my timeline, but I do think that my timeline is pretty reasonable for people who can relate, for people who are in the same situation. You know, I hate that I have to keep giving that disclaimer, but people just hear what they want to hear. And so I need to make sure that no one, you know, hears this as me saying that this is universal and this is should be the case for everybody. Of course not. Absolutely not. But for those who are like, you know what? It is true. I feel like this might be me. I feel like I'm in this long-term relationship that's headed nowhere. It's going nowhere. Then let's reconsider. Let's get back to the drawing board. Are you getting what you need? Are you fulfilled? Because the surface level things like travel and all that fun stuff isn't what makes a relationship goals. That's not why Love Is Dead, because Matt and Rachel broke up because they get on a plane every month. That means nothing. If that woman is not getting what she wants, it means nothing. So if you're not getting what you want, it's time to make what you want exactly what you get, period, okay? But that's it. That's just what I needed to talk about today, because I think some girls need to hear it. We do not need to have 20-year-long boyfriends. For what? No, we're not giving a man wifey status and wifey duties and wifey treatment on a girlfriend budget. Think of it like a freaking cable package. What do you get on basic cable? Not HBO, not premium channels. What do you get? What do you have to do when you want the premium channels? You got to upgrade the package. You got to upgrade the subscription. I pay $17 or $18 a month for Hulu, for no ads on Hulu. I could downgrade, right, and pay $10 a month and I'll have ads. Or I can upgrade and pay $80 a month and I'll get live TV too, right? So you get what you pay for. So if you're on a girlfriend budget, if I'm still a girlfriend, then you're not going to get wifey treatment. Absolutely not. This also, we could talk about this. I did talk about this on TikTok. We could talk about this in another episode in regards to like living together. I think that that's another thing. We did not live together as boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm very glad that we didn't now. We just moved in after getting engaged. That's another boundary, I guess, that you can call it that I have. That's also goes hand in hand with upgrading your package. You want me to do your laundry? Like, you want me to cook you meals every night and live with you and take care of you and be that way? Not on a girlfriend budget. That is above your pay grade. That is above my pay grade, whatever that saying is. That's above my pay grade, I think. Wifey status gets you wifey treatment. Girlfriend status gets you girlfriend treatment. Increase your budget if you want more out of me. If you can't give me more, then you're going to get nothing out of me. That is all that we have for today. I guess I'll see you guys on TikTok. We'll see. If you're not following me, follow me on TikTok. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. You can listen to For the Girls everywhere podcasts are streaming. You could watch For the Girls on Spotify and YouTube. If you have not yet given me a rating and review, please, please, please absolutely do that wherever you do listen. If you watch on Spotify, you could comment the episode on Spotify and you could leave a 5-star review on the page. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you could leave a 5-star review, leave 5-star rating and a review on the page. And if you watch on YouTube, you can comment, like, and subscribe to the page there. But yeah, thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2-liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.